Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb here on your Friday as we get you into the weekend. All right, let's get it started with the good of the day.
Good of the day. It's the only reason why I like the combine.
Okay.
And that's when big guys run.
Yes.
All right. And we had two memorable moments yesterday. I'm going to start off with Pitt defensive tackle Kalijah Kancey.
Nice. He ran a great 40 time.
He went 4.67.
That's right.
Which is the fastest a defensive tackle has posted since 2003. Draft stock going through the sky, or going to the roof right now.
Can you imagine being a player like that where you run the 40 and you cross the line and you go, oh, my God, and you look at the time and you realize you've just done something that's going to make people all of a sudden really pay attention to you?
I mean,
even more than they probably were? It's pretty great.
It's amazing to me that somebody that big can run that fast.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. I took a little jog yesterday at the track and I got lapped 3 times. I'm so slow. It's terrible. Yeah, I was just this guy was it was indoors in this track. You go 14 laps is a mile. It's a short track. Anyway, I'm jogging. This kid comes out. He starts running. Once, twice, three. I go, oh, God, I got to quit.
Did he at any point go on your left?
Yeah, he did. He did the first time and then did not do it the next couple. He knew I saw him coming. So
you were across. You were looking across the track from one side to the other, and he's like, oh, "He's on his way over."
Imagine
here.
Imagine if I flew around that track though at a speed where even like everybody was impressed. That's like what this is.
You know what it would look like? It would look like John Belushi.
Yeah.
You remember that Saturday Night Live commercial? You know, the healthy breakfast was coffee and donuts.
Yeah,
and
little chocolate donuts.
But it shows him running a mile or something.
Exactly. You're right. When big guys run, it's like, that is awesome.
Yeah.
It's like when you hear, like, a hippopotamus will outrun you. And you go, no. I'm like, go ahead. Go in the jungle and try it. It'll track you down and it'll crush you.
That's why.
No, I'm actually fast. I'm on my high school track. Don't mess with the hippopotamus.
I never knew this, I still find it hard to believe that they are the leading cause of human deaths out of all animals.
Yeah, I know. And you know why? I asked this of as somebody, and this is what I was told. So please, if it's wrong, this is what I was told, and I believe it. So if you go in the jungle, if you go to a safari, plains, whatever, most of the terrifying animals, they kind of go, all right. I don't know what you are. I know what a zebra is, and I want to eat that, right? But I don't know what you are. Don't mess with me. Leave me alone. A hippo will go, I'm coming after you. And you go, all right, try. And then next thing you know, it's on top of you, crushing you, and eating your head off, biting your head off with its powerful jaws. When it wants to attack you, it doesn't stop. It doesn't go, get out of my territory. It'll go, no, I'm coming after you. Like some of the videos of hippopotamuses looking at a boat and then going underwater and then being right next to the boat a second later are terrifying. That thing goes underwater and is like a shark right to the boat. Then they pop up with their jaws and like, I'm going to eat you. I'm coming after you. I'm going to remember your face and I'm never going to stop chasing you. And that's probably why. But when you hear stories like that of a big animal kind of running through, you're like, that can't be. And then you see a big defensive tackle, and you're like, that's awesome. He's going to make $1 million, more than what he was probably going to make now. Yeah. Good for him.
I mean, he was a star at Pitt, but Pitt's not a great school.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to this other guy I'm going to talk about, because Georgia's defensive lineman, Nolan Smith.
Now, that's a good school.
I heard Georgia is
a pretty good football program.
You know, he was originally like an overall number one pick.
Yeah.
But then he went back to school and decided to win just another national title.
Why not?
No big deal.
Yeah.
He improved. I'm pretty certain he improved his draft ranking because right now he was projected to be a late round, late first round, early second round. But he ran a 4.39 in the 40.
That's cooking, man.
Yeah.
That is cooking.
4.39.
I want to run a 40-yard dash just to see what I would run it in, just as a comparison. Right?
Well, you have your chat. You know, You can do it at the Super Bowl, and they'll put someone up there, like, you know, another, like, maybe run against old what's-his-name. Who was the – why am I – Chris Johnson.
Yeah, right, right. I can do that.
He had, like, a 4-2 or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
They'll put him up on the screen. You can race him.
They would be like, Chris Johnson, 4-2 on the 40. Tony D, a week and a half.
Wow.
That's weird. That is wild. It took you 10 days
I wonder
to go
if there's
40.
Options, because I would go for the Rich Eisen option.
Yeah, well, just wear a suit?
Well, no, I just, you know, want to race him.
Oh, I'd race him, yeah.
I don't want to race Chris Johnson. I know he
I'd lose to him, too. I'd lose to Sister Jean, okay?
Oh,
I mean,
Come on.
Are you serious? Sister Jean would be like, I got it. I'm 97.
Do you think she, like, revs up the wheelchair?
Yeah.
Like, she just sits there and just spinning, and there's smoke coming from the wheels, and then she hits the brake?
And she goes.
And tears off?
There she goes. 40-yard dash.
Drag racing.
It is, you know what, man? We laugh at the 40-yard dash. It is amazing your stock, how much you could just fly up with that.
It is. I really don't. I still, other than, like, a defensive back, because even with a running back, I really don't understand the importance of a 40.
I'm with you. Who goes in a straight line?
I understand a defensive back, your recovery speed. I get that. I don't understand anybody else, so.
Who goes in a straight line with no pads?
Yeah.
Right? Amazing. All right, what's the bad of the day?
It's probably one of the worst things I could think of.
Okay.
Tony, you and I have talked about flying many, many times.
Yes.
And we're fans of getting to the destination, just not how, you know, just not being stuck in an aluminum tube.
Yep. I want to be on the beach in the Bahamas, yeah, but I don't necessarily like how I get there.
Snap the fingers, get there quickly,
yep,
right?
Exactly. Teleport me is the best way.
And I'm one of those people, I have a hard time sleeping on planes.
I do too. I can't sleep on planes.
You know, I've tried. I did fall asleep for a little bit when I was coming back from Phoenix. Just from Phoenix to Western Texas, pretty much. It was like...
Nice. Short trip.
15 minutes. No, yeah. No. I mean, I was only asleep for like 15, 20
minutes. Oh, you only sleep for 15 minutes. Okay.
It's a two-hour flight, but I was only asleep for 15 minutes. Anywho, Southwest, a passenger on Southwest decided to treat the passengers to a little bit of his skill, which was he is a professional violinist.
Oh. Was that... Okay. Was that necessary?
No, I don't think it was necessary.
Did he think everybody would enjoy it?
At 30,000 feet in the sky, you're literally performing to a captive audience. They can't go anywhere.
They can't go anywhere, yeah.
And you're performing. See, I just want to be left alone. I don't even like traveling with my family because my kids keep asking me questions. And I'm like, I don't really want to answer your questions. Just sit there and be bored like me. Bored and miserable like me. I don't want to look down the aisle and just, you know, hear a violinist playing.
I don't want to hear a violinist playing. I just want to read my SkyMall. That's all I want to do. I want to look at SkyMall, and I want to find all sorts of gadgets that I never need.
You're on those fancy flights with SkyMall.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No. The flight I was just on did not have SkyMall, and I missed it. Does SkyMall still exist? I haven't been on a flight in a long time.
They have to exist.
Do they?
They have to.
Remember, that's where you would find, like, a dog water bottle timer thing,
yes,
right? Like, time the water. Right, and you're like, wow, I need that. Right, my dog needs fresh water, and this will time it out for me. I can put a fresh bottle, and it'll only put out water based on this timer. I need this for $216. SkyMall was the
plus
best.
Shipping.
Yeah, I don't start conversations on planes. One, because I always respect the individual next to me. Like, I don't want to bother them, but I don't want to start a conversation with somebody next to me because I never know how I'm going to end it. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, let's say I'm sitting next to somebody and I look over and I go, hey, how you doing? Yeah, good. Hey, where are you from? Blah, blah. We start talking. There's a moment where both of us are going to want to go our separate ways, but we can't. We're in the seats, buckled in.
Yeah, and then you feel obligated.
Yeah, you want to break away and look out the window or read your magazine or read
your book. That's why I keep my conversations short.
Yeah.
I keep them short. I mean, they come in. Anyone sitting here? Your seat.
Right, yeah.
And then I'll turn and look out the window, just letting you know, like, I really want nothing to do with you.
I don't want to talk. I just want to fly.
Yeah.
I just want to fly.
I got my phone. I'm going to watch my programs.
Yep.
I'm going to watch my shows. I don't really want to be bothered by, you know, your epiphany of whatever life has given you. I don't care.
I was telling my wife, I said, whenever there's turbulence, I understand turbulence, and I know I'm not, I watch the flight attendants. If the flight attendants are up, like, giving out beverages, and they're like, Coke, and it's just shaking, and they're just still delivering Coke, I go, nothing. But if all of a sudden they look at the other flight attendant, they go, yeah, let's go over here. Yeah. Then I go, now I'm nervous. If they're like, we'll come back to this.
They abandon the cart.
When they abandon the cart and they both depart to their chair, to their seats, that's when I get a little nervous. Yeah. But if they're still delivering peanuts and soda, I'm good to go. All right, we'll do the dumb when we come back.
Yeah, I'm going to, real quick though, I'm going to give you just a little teaser, okay?
Okay.
What the dumb is about.
Right.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Oh, a whole lot of people asking me what I think about this Alex Murdaugh trial.
I can't wait. That's coming up next. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.
Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right. We're going to continue good, the bad, and the dumb. I thought we were going to need a little bit of time for the dumb because it involves OJ. We teased it a little bit. He had comments on the Alex Murdaugh verdict that came down yesterday. I am so dumb. I might have been going down a Ken Palm rabbit hole or something. I must have done something. I don't know anything about this case, and people like watch it on Netflix. There's like a whole documentary on the details of the Alex Murdaugh case in South Carolina and the trial. This is when you know I was missing out. So people I follow on Twitter are mostly sports journalists, and they were commenting on the trial. Like, they were commenting on little bits and nooks and crannies on the trial. So it's no surprise that O.J. Simpson ventured into this world. Actually, it is. He doesn't do this, does he?
We'll get to
Isn't it just, hey guys, OJ here.
Listen, I'm going to be...
Fantasy football is great.
Full disclosure, like you just gave, right? The only reason why I knew about this trial was from TikTok. And it stemmed from one video, and it was the police body cam footage of Alex Murdaugh immediately after he called the police and, you know, air quotes, found his wife and son dead.
Right.
That's the extent that I knew. And then I was kind of intrigued, so I was like, you know, let me just see if there's other videos. Found, like, nothing. So I was like, all right, I let go. I didn't know there was a Netflix show about it.
Yeah, I didn't, yeah.
And then when I saw it in the news, I was like, oh, this is now. You know?
Yeah.
I thought this video was, like, an old video. I didn't know it was national attention worthy. I was blown away. So, yeah, I mean.
So he was found guilty.
He was found guilty. Now, this, I do have some clips.
Okay.
Because OJ, you know, took to the Twitter world. It's a 3.5 minute long video, which I want to say.
Three and a half minutes?
Which is one of his longest videos to date.
Yeah, because normally he's like, I think I'm going to start.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence this week on my fantasy team.
Now, let me just play the first one for you again, and then I'm going to set it up this way, okay? So just have a listen to this, which is what I teased right before we went to break, but just, you know, refresh your brain. Here this is.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Well, a whole lot of people asking me what I think about this Alex Murdaugh trial. I don't know why they think I'm an expert on it, but...
So...
OJ. Oh, my God.
So
OJ.
I want to bring you up to speed, okay?
I don't understand why people would think I'm an expert on a murder trial.
Alex Murdaugh was accused, and this is before the verdict came down. We now know he's found guilty, but he was accused of double homicide.
Right. Wife and son.
Wife and son. Somebody he knew close to him, I guess. And, yeah, I guess... People have been maybe DMing him, maybe reaching out to OJ, and then, like, Twitter replies or something like that. Like, I wonder what OJ thinks. I've never seen anyone reach out to OJ to say, hey, we need your opinion on the Alex Murdaugh case.
I love the idea that OJ thinks people are seriously wondering what he thinks of the Alex Murdaugh case
but
not trolling him.
But why they think he's an expert.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So. Like, he does not... He thinks, like, man, people are reaching out to me. I guess I should comment on it.
I'm going to be 100% honest. When I first saw this video yesterday, I watched it probably two or three times, showed the wife. as well. I said, you got to see this.
This is
hysterical. I said, I it's not very often that I come across a story that could be good, bad, and dumb.
At the same time, man.
And I thought about doing all three as good, bad, and dumb. I'm glad I did. It worked out perfectly because we're still getting its own segment.
Yeah, exactly.
So here's OJ on Alex, another clip. I'll just let him. Here you go.
I watched him take the stand, and I thought it was probably a mistake because the guy is an admitted liar. I am not qualified to really say if the guy did it or he didn't do it. But from what I've seen, do I think it's more likely that he did it? Yes. But more likely equals reasonable doubt.
This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. This is a Saturday Night Live skit. This is a guy impersonating O.J. Simpson. This is a deep fake video. This is amazing. This is amazing.
Now, he went
on. Do you think he has that thing where part of his brain just took that event and just annihilated it?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
No, because here's the deal. The 3.5 minutes, right? He never once. It was almost as if he was hinting about the Ron and Nicole situation,
right,
but never talked about it. He kept talking about more for what he did go to jail for, which was stealing his own property.
Right, exactly. Sure.
And that's what he got in trouble for, and he got 9 to 33 years for stealing his own property.
Exactly.
But you watch this, and it's almost like he's hinting all the stuff he went through with the real trial, because no one cares about the gambling one.
No.
Right? You know, the gambling one, him stealing property. We don't care about that. And we know for a fact that the judge found him guilty, just like, you got to go to jail for something, man. You were guilty, 7 years ago, 10 years ago for that.
Yeah, well, that was the – I'm glad you brought that up because, first of all, people kind of forget why he went to jail.
Right.
He did not go to jail for the murders. He went to jail because there was in a hotel room he had a gun, and he held them hostage until he got his stuff back, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And the judge in the case said, "Okay, here's the deal. You brandished that weapon in a public place. That could have gone off, it could have gone through the wall, it could have killed somebody, like all of those things." But his lawyer, and you would have kind of expect his lawyer to say this, but his lawyer not Johnny Cochran, the other guy that was on the staff. He was in that documentary. He said, look, it's 2 years. That's about a 2-year crime. That
right.
is a 2-year crime soaking wet. And he got 7 to 33 to the day of the acquittal of Ron, of when he was acquitted.
Yep.
So there was a lot of, yeah, we're extra punishing
you.
Yeah,
we're going to the extreme law here.
Exactly.
I do have
one. Even one of OJ's friends, who throughout the documentary kind of said, I know he did it. Even he said, that's justice in America. I just shook his head like that. That's just the way it goes here. And but in the end, that's like he's more mad about that than like it's almost like his brain just went. All that stuff in 94 and 95, that's all done. Like you don't even remember any of that.
But he does.
Okay.
Because this final clip.
Okay.
This one had me rolling the most, because he does hint to his original trial.
All right, here we go.
I do think this guy more than likely did it, but once again, more than likely. To me, is tantamount to reasonable doubt. It would work against him in a civil trial, but I don't know if it's going to work against him in his criminal trial. Wouldn't surprise me in the least if he beats this. I'm just saying. Take care.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Like seriously, when he writes things on Twitter that like does videos where he goes, man, I did great with my fantasy team. Josh Allen did well, and Tony Pollard did well. And somebody goes, man, you really murdered the competition. Does he look at that and go, yeah, I did? Or does he go, oh, yeah, they're coming after me for that Ron and Nicole thing? Like, I don't know if he does. I think he's a bizarre person.
He really is.
Really bizarre person. And I, it again, take me back 20, almost 30 years. Holy cow. Almost 30 years ago. Take me back then, and you said, I'm going to move this forward. Because remember when he got acquitted, I was young when he got acquitted. So I was a little naive to how public perception works. And I thought to myself, even when he was acquitted, I'm like, man, that guy's nothing. And then for a number of years, he was, right? For a number of years, he couldn't play golf. And
right.
Certain, like, places told him, no, we don't want you here. He had to move to Florida because they didn't they wouldn't go after certain money that he had and whatnot. Even after the civil trial, for a while he did. But now it's like he does these videos. Like, you and I actually had a legitimate conversation. Somebody might hire him to do something on television at some point. There's going to be a point where it's like, yeah, why not? Yeah, screw the criticism. Put OJ on TV on a panel. Like, we might get that. Like, he gets these videos on TikTok and people watch them and laugh and comment. And some people say, OJ, great to see you. Love it. Great job.
There are people all over the place. I mean, and I don't know if they're Twitter trolls or something like that. I mean, there's probably people who are excited to see him when he does walk into, you know, a
this
golf club or a store. You know, but yeah, some of the comments are fantastic. A lot of them are gifs.
Well, he should have dumped on my playbook. I didn't hit the stand. I didn't go on the stand.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Alex Murdaugh wasn't a celebrity that could sign autographs while he was in jail to make money to pay for his high-priced lawyers like I did.
But all that lying.
All that lying.
Know, that was reasonable doubt. It'll get you in the civil trial.
Right, I'll get you in the civil trial. Look out. I was designing a golf course hole. Remember that? What are you doing there? Oh, I'm just designing a golf course hole. Like during the middle of a trial.